Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this May 22nd, 2025. Have your host James here, and we're joined by our great friend, Reverend Beth Habhacker, is with us right now. Beth, thanks a lot for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Always look forward to hanging out and talking with you, let alone if we got to put our work hats on.
I know.
Be serious. And no, no. I was going to say it is a blessing, and then I felt really corny saying that, but it truly is.
Thank you.
Not only having you join us as much as you're able to and everything, but the fact that we get kind of an inside lane to so many things in our community working with you, and one of those is certainly all winter long talking about the winter farmers market and promoting that for all of our vendors and ag industry members. But as you guys out there know, that wraps up, and we're just starting right there. Wanted to let the audience know about that.
Yeah, we finished up our season for the spring on May 10th. So if you're looking for us on Saturdays, you're not going to find us. But the outdoor farmers market's coming up. It'll be here in before you know it in June. So that's good. And we will be coming back again in the fall. So once we have those dates set, we will get those out into the community. But we're also using the Facebook page, the Winter Market Facebook page, to get more information out about the events I'm going to talk about today and other events happening at the church as well.
Appreciate you letting us know that and everything, especially with the market. For some people might think that, you know, you don't really have to check the page out with the market being down. That's good to know. That's great. So what are we going to want to dive into the book bin first?
We are known as the church that does that book sale every fall, and we're doing that book sale this fall too. And so we usually collect books, and the bin is going out tomorrow. It's going out on the 23rd?
23rd.
May 23rd.
I looked at the calendar.
There you go. And it'll be out through September 15th. So we collect books all summer. We've already gotten several calls at the church about that, and people have been waiting. Well, now's your time. Bring it in now. And if you're going through books at home, getting ready for rummage sales or things like that, if you find that you have books that you don't sell at your rummage sale or just would rather donate somewhere, please consider donating them to us, because the funds really go to a good place. We use all of the funds from the sale of the books and everything towards scholarships at Mid-State Technical College. And last year, we were able to give at least one scholarship out for $1,000.
That's so cool.
It's always a joy. And to get the thank you cards, we get thank you letters from the recipients of our scholarship. And we always put that out. We're beginning to put that out at the sale. So when you check out, you can read the thank you that we get from the people that receive them. And most of the students are second career nursing students. So we're really helping the healthcare industry by buying books and supporting everybody who loves and has a passion for reading.
And as my mother brought up when I was telling her about this, well, Jimmy, you know, I just saw this article about how dire we are in need of nurses in rural areas and everything. So you see the domino effect that this can have. I don't know of many things that how a person could love something more than my mother loves books. But this enhanced that for her. Of her wanting to come to the book fair, wanting to find some new things to read or some old classics that she loves or something like that, this just got a fire in her about it.
Excellent.
And because there's very few things my mother loves more than fun and a cause put together there. And
so
it's a really great combination of that. And noteworthy to hear about last year. It's just a great reminder of that.
Our income from last year was $2,350.75. That's how much. And because they didn't have enough people that qualified, because we're specifically looking for second career students, we were only able to give one scholarship. That money stays in an account for us. So we're going to be able to add to that this year and be able to give even more scholarships in the future for somebody that maybe is looking for a new career, somebody that had to take some time off between high school and going out to figure out their career. That's the person that we're looking for.
I'm so appreciative to our churches in this area. And we've talked about this with Grace before and everything. We have so many good nonprofits in this area that are doing an amazing job taking care of big topics and heavy things and things that we kind of are in our common knowledge. But I appreciate so many of our churches looking at the gray areas and the things of who are people that are not getting help that could use it, or people that are just a hair away from maybe they qualify for this, but they don't. it's noteworthy. It's really commendable. I don't say this just as somebody who fell into that category more times than not. I know for a fact that I'm not alone, that a lot of our listeners are like that. And we get this from the Alice Report every year and see these right. kind of things and how important this stuff is. And it all comes from just reading and loving books. That's pretty cool.
Right. And on the Grace side, we just gave $3,000 to two different schools to help pay off student debt so that seniors can graduate free and clear, get their diploma. Mm-hmm. It's for food debt. And so that's allowing several students to be able to walk for graduation.
I got no words. I really don't. That is so cool. I didn't know that part of this. That's really cool. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. Back. So, and that's what we as a congregation and Grace is really looking to do. Not everybody is a Christian nationalist. We mm-hmm. don't agree with that stance or that mentality. Mm-hmm. We believe that everybody has a right to be who they are. Mm-hmm. And so we try to find the needs in the community. What are the needs that are out there? And then how can we walk alongside the agencies that are helping? How can we support families? What is the hole that's mm-hmm. there that we can possibly start to fill there? And so the book sale just kind of fell into our laps at the church, and we've been thrilled to be able to continue to offer it. And it really does. The people that come have a good time coming. Of course, we're going to have our hospitality center with mm-hmm. homemade goodies yes. again that will be there. The sale itself is coming up in October. It's a Thursday through Saturday. It's October 9th. Through 11th. Mm. So if you want to start marking your calendars, mm-hmm. mark them for that date. We'll get you the exact times and more information about that as we get closer. And yes, we will be back on to remind you
yes.
that is coming up. But right now we're really looking for books, all kinds of books. The things that we don't want are magazines. We're also not looking for any textbooks like from college or anything like that. But if you've got some novels, even if you have biographies, some nonfiction, it could be about gardening, it could be about dancing, those religious books, whatever books you have. We also really are looking for large print books because we have so many older members of our community that can't afford to buy brand new books.
Yeah.
For a dollar a book, you can get a great deal there. They get to continue to read. And if it's a large print, it's a size that they can read. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for those. We'll also accept games. We accept CDs, DVDs, those kind of medias as well.
Hmm. And we again, we'll be having you back on before this and everything to be able to talk about it. And again, the book bin itself is going to be out tomorrow.
It is. It's right outside. Mm-hmm. Our address is on First Avenue South, but the corner you're looking for is the corner of Goggins and 3rd Avenue South. And that's where our parking lot is. And the bin will be right outside of the glass entry doors. And it's out there 24/7. So if we're there, the office is usually open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. If we're there, you are welcome to bring it in and we will make sure it gets to where it goes. If we're not there, that's why the bin's there. You can go ahead and still put your books in the bin and we will receive them. We sort through them throughout the summer and into the fall so that they are ready for you to come and peruse and buy in October.
And when it comes to when we get closer to it too, Beth, we'll remind everybody we could always use volunteers for
Absolutely.
This and make plans for that as well, everybody. Speaking with Reverend Beth Habhager from the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, as we're wrapping up, one of our keys to summer is brat fries and talking
yes.
about those. Wanted to hit on that a little bit with you, Beth.
One of the traditions we have, and people look for us, we are the only brat fry stand on the west side of the
How
river
about that?
On July yeah. 4th. So if you're hungry and you plan to watch the fireworks and everything from the west side, come to the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. We will have brats, we have hamburgers, we have chips, we've got all sorts of home-baked desserts that you can purchase. And we also, at our congregation, the parking lot is reserved for handicapped parking. So there'll be a handicapped porta potty mm-hmm. facility there as well. So again, we're looking to meet some of the more unique needs of our community. Yeah. But come on out. You'll meet a friendly face. Say hello. We'd be glad to greet you and get a good meal.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be one of the best brats you have all summer. Because not only the area location, but so many of the things we've talked about today that you're helping make happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. That will be looking forward to it. We'll see you on the 4th as we get ready for it and enjoy.
And then in August, we're going to be doing our combo again, which we started last year. Mm-hmm. We will do a brat fry and rummage sale all together on August 2nd. So look for us. We'll We're not sure if we're going to be in the back or we're going to be out on the corner by where the farmer's market will be. But on August 2nd, we're going to be combining two of the big things that we love in our community and we love in Wisconsin, a brat fry and a rummage sale.
So well said. That's one of the most true sentences you'll ever hear on the airwaves here. That is so true. Looking forward to it. All of these things that are going on, we're certainly going to be talking about them as we're leading into them throughout the next couple of months. But Beth, if people have follow-up questions, would like to answers right now, we'd like to reach out to you right now. How can they do that?
You can call my cell phone at 715-213-2362. That's the church cell phone. So usually that gets me if I'm on vacation or something like that. That will be with a member of the congregation to be able to answer those questions. You can go to our website, wrmoravian.org. There's a bunch of information there. It also lets you know when our worship services are. We have now, and this is a reminder to my own congregation, we're transitioning to our summer hours. So worship is at 9:30 on Sunday mornings. So if you're a member of the Moravian Church, remember, Sunday, 9:30.
Yeah.
9:30.
hopefully that message got through. Thank you. That's great. And keep in mind, everybody, Beth is, bopping around here at the studios a lot, too, and everything. So there's other opportunities to reach out if you need to.
And we do have a Facebook page as well, so you can look for us on Facebook.
Appreciate you, Beth. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you for letting me be here.
And thank you for joining us, everybody, for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.